ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Ball. We bring the ball.
That's what we do.
Have you heard this?
No, I haven't.
It's check it out. It's a pretty cool deal.
Have you seen this? You watch it?
Oh yeah.
It fits us perfect.
We're back here with 11:55 left in as Van Buren called timeout there. Or it should be the end of the quarter, correct? Yeah, we got 11:55 on the clock.
We got to reset that clock to 12 minutes. Merchants, second quarter now. This quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Big first Friday there tonight, today, this morning. Give them a call today, Farmers and Merchants Bank. I didn't get a chance to go over there. I was in a meeting, but I heard that. Good turnout. Drove by later. The parking lot was full.
Yeah, I got a cool little script here tonight. We'd like to recognize Wilbur and Diana Zilk. They're 1961 and 64 Bomber grads, and they're in attendance tonight celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
I guarantee you, they've been doing work.
Oh. They
Hey, if you make it 60 years, that's work. That's awesome. Congratulations to them both. That's amazing.
So Williford's going to take the snap, and he's going to hit it on the end around to Cooley, and he's gone, boys. Cooley gets around the right side, and there's nobody. Hold on. Barrett Miller's chasing him down. Let's see if he can get him. He can't quite get there as Cooley gets around the right side on the end around, and he takes it to the house. Start of this second quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Cooley takes it to the house on a big play, cutting this lead from to 13-6.
Yeah, right. I give Barrett effort right there. The effort on that was incredible. I mean, he didn't give up another 3 yards, guys. He makes that tackle. He just ran out before he got to the end zone.
Huge effort by Barrett, but that guy's got wheels.
He's fast, really fast. So Manning Dodson back to kick for Van Buren as the kick is going to go up, and it is going to be good. 13-7 here with 11:29 left in this second quarter. Mountain Home leads, but the score's been cut to one. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit Optima Tax Relief.
Text line brought to you by Hopper Termite and Pest Control, 870-321-6839. As Van Buren set the kick, hit us in on things that are hardworking that maybe need some recognition. Guys, what a boom. That kick was back into the end zone as it lands at the M in Bombers. Mountain Home will start this drive at the 20-yard line.
Put a foot on it. He put a foot on it. It's a great kick, but
got a mess back here, Tobias. What's going on behind us?
Hey, when kickers make hits like that, all bets are off.
I was wondering what in the world happened.
I had some drinks behind me, and it looked like, you know, it was just mass carnage. I mean, I destroyed at least two or a couple cups back here, and the drinks were red, so it looks like there's. Sorry, I'm going to go ahead and apologize to Mitch in advance for making the press box dirty.
But hey, we're getting some love on our press box attire with our uniforms here, our outfits. As Barrett takes a snap, he's going to go around the right side. He's going to get drugged down, but not after he picks up 3 yards. He's second down and 7 at the 23-yard line.
Keeping us up on the Hopper Termite Pest Control hotline, text it in 870-321-6839. Tell us who deserves a little recognition for hard work.
I'll tell you who did hard work. Raps Barron before the game. Got us with some food. They did an excellent job as Barrett takes snap. Chenoweth has room up the middle. He makes some couple-man miss. Stiff arms a guy at the 40. drags him out past the 40 to the 41-yard line. First down yardage, Mountain Home on the move again.
You mentioned wraps. They did. They hooked it up today and providing that pregame meal for us. Man, those pretzels are delicious. The cookies. We got a little dessert this time. Man, I'm stuffed, guys.
Hand off this time up to Chenoweth as he backs his way, keeps his back going, backs his way for positive yardage as he gets out past the 45 to almost the 46-yard line.
Brad, he was hit at the line, turns around, keeps those big legs moving, and is able to turn nothing into 4 yards. That is a running back you want on your team.
It's incredible. We got the refs coming over. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. We're looking up at the press box. I don't know what we're looking at right now. Are
they commenting on our overalls, maybe?
I bet
they're like,
are.
Man, those guys look amazing.
There's an official timeout.
Well, you know what that means. Official timeout.
Once again, if you're at Van Buren and unable to watch the game, check us out on Bomber Sports Network. Hit us up on a text line. Hit us up on our YouTube feed. We'd love to hear if you got a kid up there. We'll give them recognition. We'll give them a shout-out. As we got things controlled now as the Bears going to fake the handoff to Chenoweth. He's going to keep it around the right side as he puts his nose down, fights for maybe 2 yards. Is he going to bring up third down and 4 Mountain Home at the 47-yard line?
But yeah, I guess it's a clock. Yeah, he keeps communicating the white hat and the – and our coaches on this near sideline, they're asking what's happening.
I think they're going to keep it on the field. They're going to go back to the back judge right here, and they're going to have to keep it on the field if something is going on with our clocky. We've had issues with it before. Sometimes it skips. Sometimes it doesn't.
As we witness Sunday, don't think it's an easy thing.
It's hard,
this
man.
It's hard work. You got buttons and press, and you got things you got to keep up with, and it's all got to be timed up, just synced up with the ref. So, if you're watching at home, it is not an easy job. You think it would be, but it's not.
And I've myself yelled. I saw the white hat go to both sidelines and say, look, we're going to keep it on the field. Usually there's a hand signal. He'll raise a hand up if there's 5 seconds left. So that's just what we heard. The clock will be set to zero. Time will be collected on the field. You'll see the back ref. He'll, like, hold his hand up when there's 5 seconds left on the play clock or 10 or whatever it may be. But that's the way that works there.
A lot of times coaches' staff, they'll also, like, kind of put somebody on the sideline, keeping it as well so that they can kind of keep an eye on it in real time. So you'll see that a lot of times. So look for coaching staff to do that. But, yeah, it does make things a little bit more challenging.
So the play clock is still working, it looks like, but the game clock is what is off. We will try our best. We won't know what it is. We're just going to be guessing with you guys as we watch. As the handoff is going to go around the right side, Bear's going to keep it around the right side. He's going to get first down yardage. Guys, look here right here.
Pull his helmet off. Come on.
He pulls his helmet off as Bear gets first down yardage. But look over here on the right side. Look at Big Box Dollar blocking 10 to 15 yards down the field as Barrett takes the ball inside the 50, inside the 45 of Van Buren, down to the 44 as Box Dollar opens the lane on the right side.
Box the beast among men. He is just leveling folks up front tonight.
Hedrick family watching from Cloud 9 Ranch. Tommy Knight says we're looking good in our overalls. Watching Big Nathan, our grandson from Granada. Hey, Big Nathan's doing some work up at front. Handoff here is Gage Wilson's in for quarterback to give Barrett a little bit of break. Handoff's going to go to Chenoweth. We're going to get out past the 45. We started at the 44. Going to get down to the 42-yard line. Looked like Barrett had to come off for one play because he lost his helmet. Gage Wilson came in. We're giving 3 yards down to the 41. Going to bring up second down and 7 as Mountain Home is in Van Buren territory. I'd say almost for every time they've had the ball except for the fumble, which they did fumble at the 49-yard line. So, technically, we got it there.
I'll watch him here, Brad. Once he gets up to that 35, he'll be sniffing it.
Barrett's going to fake the handoff. He's looking to pass. He's got a man down the middle. It's Gus Wilbur. He floats it up. Gus dives and catches the ball at the 5-yard line. Complete as he falls to the turf. First down and goal at the 5, Mountain Home. We're on the ball quick here.
What a sling.
What a pass. He threw that ball up. Gus ran under it, able to secure it as Barrett takes the snap. Hand off to Chenoweth from the 5. Gets around the left side. Lowers his head. Touchdown, Bombers! Jacob Chenoweth meets a Van Buren pointer about 1 yard out. Drives him into the end zone. There is a flag on the play. This is another flag on the play. A lot of laundry coming out right here as it looks like that there's a little jaw jacking going on after that. We'll see if this is offsetting penalties going both ways. Let's see what it is. Nonetheless, Mountain Home was able to punch it in from 5 yards out, bringing this 19-7 here in the second quarter. Once again, we'd love to have the time left for you. Time on the clock is gone.
We have no clue. There's more towels on the tundra right now, though, than there are beach towels on the beach, guys. My goodness. They're talking it over down there right now, but I think it got a little lippy.
I think it did, too. I think this is going to be an offsetting penalty. There's a couple late. Just got a text on this text line, said, hey, they're watching from Texas. It'd be great to see my nephew Aaron Martin play on Bomber Network. I want to know more about this lunch with the D-line that you guys had. Hey, Aaron was part of that.
Yep. Dude, Aaron does big work.
He does. He's been out here playing quite a bit. He's got great hair.
He's got great hair.
He does. Man, if I was Folgers, I'd pick him up as my my spokesman. He does have some excellent hair.
Folgers?
That's coffee. Oh, not Folgers. I meant head. I don't know.
I was thinking Folgers.
The best part of waking up is hair in your cup.
Have I been lied to my whole life? Folgers doesn't make your hair grow? That's what I've always heard.
Tresemme.
Maybe he needs to get on there. What's the one, Head and Shoulders with the Tiny Troy? We watch TV, apparently.
Y'all want to put him in, like, Pantene Pro-V? I'm trying to put him something manly like Folgers.
We're trying to figure out what's going on here. Is the refs have two flags on the play right here. Let's see. Now we're finally going to get a call. Touchdown is good, he says. After the play, personal foul on Mountain Home. Personal foul on Van Buren. Going to be offsetting penalties. Just like nothing happened, we're going to keep this game under control. Then we got an unsportsmanlike conduct on Mountain Home after that. That's going to be assessed on the kickoff. I read lips from
all the towels. This quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Their mission is to promote success and improve the well-being of their employees and customers by treating them all with dignity, respect, and compassion, just like the Bomber football team.
They texted and said Fabio hair.
Fabio.
It is great hair.
We'll get into the lunch that we had as the extra point is up. It is high, and it is good. Mountain Home with a 20-7 lead in the second quarter. Brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
When you share the story of your summer vacation, will people lean in or tune out? When you tell them you spent one morning in a four-story treehouse and that afternoon at the world's largest indoor Tesla coil, you'll have their attention. When you explain that you took your kids on thrill rides and a sunset lake cruise in the span of a few hours, they'll be hooked. And when you say you enjoyed a relaxing soak in the city's famous thermal spring water, well, then they'll just be jealous because they didn't go to Hot Springs, Arkansas. For more info, visit hotsprings.org.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
25 is going to be fielded by Van Buren. They are going to be able to run the ball into Mountain Home territory out to the 48-yard line after the 15-yard penalty. So Mountain Home, this will be the third time that we start in kind of, I guess we'll say, negative yardage, I guess, but on our own side of the field here with this Van Buren team, and we're 2-for-2 so far on getting out of there.
I'm not giving up much. I don't know if Van Buren maybe one first down thus far in the game.
Was that the long run?
Yeah, I think it was the long run. Maybe that's the only time they've really crossed the 50 in threat.
Well, they've crossed it just getting the ball in there, but they hadn't any first downs after they've crossed it there. No sustained drive for sure.
Zero crossed it.
So Mountain Home's defense going to have to answer the bell after the long play to Cooley. It's going to be a handoff this side as Keller's going to get the ball up the middle, lower his head. Who was that in there for Mountain Home that filled that hole? Looked like Blake Vacco. Waffle House himself, smothered and covered, was able to make the fourth tackle after a four-yard gain from Keller. Coming up second down and six as he gets the ball inside the 45 to the 44-yard line.
Spice is getting a tidied back up here.
How does he get to drink? He's
the one left. Hillifor is going to take the snap. He's going to go out and throw it out to his receiver as that receiver is going to be tackled right at the 40-yard line. They're going to say he's just short of the 40-yard line, out to the 41-yard line. Going to bring up third down and three for Mountain Home.
It's like a college dorm room in here right now.
We need some pizza boxes.
We do. We got wraps boxes. Even better. It was delicious.
Third down and three at the 41-yard line. Mountain Home's defense trying to get off the field as Van Buren's offense trying to take advantage of good field position.
Holy cow!
Big win! Noah Grittinger took his man about 6 yards deep into the backfield and just leveled the running back as he got the ball with a 3 or 4 yard loss back to the 44-yard line. Bring it up fourth down, and Van Buren's bringing their punt team on.
I would.
Holy cow. That guy was on skates.
It looked like Noah Grittinger was driving an 18-wheeler.
It's the wings, boys. It's the hamburgers that we fed him. That's what it was.
Smash burgers, man. They're living up to the name. This is just a smasher.
Got an update. Shiloh and Lake Hamilton are tied after first quarter play. The punt is going to be away. It's going to be fair caught by Mountain Home as we're going to catch it at the 12-yard line. Gus Wilbur back there. Nice steady hands. Mountain Home will start first and 10 at the 12.
If you're watching at home, you caught Noah on that last one. What we like to call that is a bull rush. They call it a bull rush. Basically, get upfield taking whatever you can with you as fast as possible.
And Vacco was right behind him. Like he looked at Vacco and said, hey, big boy, follow me.
Yeah.
We're going to get back there. Follow me.
Let's go home.
And then Grittinger made the tackle himself.
We call that a convoy. That was awesome.
Full convoy.
Mountain Home going to start first and 10 at the 12-yard line. As the ball set into play here, once again, we don't have much time left. The clock is broken. And we hard count here. We are going to draw Van Buren offsides as we get a cheap 5 yards. Going to bring up first down and 5 after the penalty.
Keep telling us who's working hard out there. They don't get a lot of recognition. They don't necessarily have to be a football player. It can be somebody in the community. 870-321-6839. Text that in. If you notice, there's not a clock on right now. It's they're keeping it on the field, so that's why there's no clock.
Barrett takes a snap. He hands it off to Chenoweth. No. He's got room, but there is a flag on the play. Chenoweth is going to be looking to run this ball and get tackled from behind by Weston Wilcox, but there is a flag on the play at the 21-yard line. There may be a reason he had such a big hole.
Yeah, anytime you see a flag there, Brad, behind the guy when he's running, it's always it's most generally a hole.
Ah, you hate that. You hate that, but we don't do a lot of holding. We don't get the call a lot.
No. The second quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. They have locations in Fayetteville, Mountain Home, Jonesboro. Farmers and Merchant Bank, Melissa Miller works there. Also Laura King, mother of cross country conference champion.
Cross country got it done.
They did.
In a big way. We'll talk about that a little bit.
So it's a 10-yard penalty from the spot of foul. So let's bring up first down 11. Looks like we're going to have the option, and Barrett's going to keep it around the left side. He's going to stiff arm a man and get brought down by his shoestrings. Boy, Caden Webb might have saved the touchdown there because Barrett was on the loose, and he was able just to grab. As Matt Sharp would always tell me, every tackle's a touchdown saving tackle. I know this, but that was really one.
Yeah, that was a shoestring.
Bear Miller, he's had 11 touches for 115 thus far.
Really?
Even to halftime. Wow. America.
Miller's going to take the snap. Now he got Dunlap in from Mountain Home. He's going to put his head down. Look at him driving the pile. Van Buren going to stand Dunlap up about 1 yard past the line of scrimmage, and he's going to keep those feet driving, pick up an additional 3 yards as he pushes the pile down to the 28-yard line, bring up second down and 5. Well, if you're Mountain Home and you can go score right here and just drive this clock, and boy, that would really put a damper on things for Van Buren. Barrett's going to take the snap, fake the handoff. He's going to keep it up the middle. He's going to make guys miss out past the 40, 45, get wrestled down at past the 46-yard line. First down yardage, Mountain Home, as we are on the move.
Guys, I'll tell you right there, our offensive line getting the second level to make those blocks, that's what the difference in the yardage was right there. Those guys are getting a hat on a hat. They're moving them out of the way and doing a great job.
So Chris Webb just texted in. He said, things that are hardworking that don't get recognition, prostates. I would expect nothing else from a pathologist to send me that. Well, he's probably right.
I thought he was going to say Weatherman.
Barrett's going to keep the ball around the left side as he's going to pick up 3 yards, almost to midfield or at the 49-yard line. Mountain Home looking to get into pointer territory again, as we've done pretty much on every drive. I don't know that we've been forced to punt yet, have we, guys?
No, no punts for us yet tonight. The only snafu was that dropped ball that Van Buren was able to pick up.
I was about to say, meanwhile, 10 yards down the field, Box Dollar serving pancakes. Man, he's rolling people out.
This ball is going to be heading off to Dunlap, and it's like a cannon went off, and Dawson Dunlap is the ball as he is 8 yards deep into Van Buren territory before they're able to figure it out. And, guys, looks like Wilcox is down for Van Buren. He's down at the 40-yard line. I'll tell you what, we are going to take a break on this one. It looks like they may be out there for a little bit. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit Optima Tax.
Now is a great time to get out and experience an outdoor adventure in the Arkansas Delta Byways region. From hiking to biking to water adventures, we've got them all. Bike, jog, or stroll across the Big River Crossing, the longest public pedestrian bridge across the Mississippi River. Do some fishing or kayaking on Lake Chico, the largest oxbow lake in North America. Explore the beginnings of Arkansas at Arkansas Post National Memorial. Visit deltabyways.com for more ideas.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
And we are back here. I was going to say how much time we have left on the clock, but it is 20-7. Bombers lead. The clock is down. Weston Wilcox, I know the Wilcox kid personally. We've played baseball against him a lot. Great kid. Excellent athlete. Great family. Rick's kid. My kid's played against all these boys. It's a lower extremity injury. We can tell you that much. He's up. He's walking. He's kind of getting hobbled off. It looks like a right leg of some sort. I don't know if he got caught up underneath the pile or what it was, but he immediately had his helmet off. And we can tell you that. So it is a right leg. They got trainers over there looking at him. And we'll see how that shakes out. But Mountain Home has first down and 10 at the 39-yard line.
This quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Their experienced commercial lending team is ready to make the game plan to help you purchase or grow your business.
Barrett takes a snap. He's looking to throw. He's got pressure around him as he gets around the right side. He's going to take it. He's going to throw the ball, and it is going to be completed. Great job on the scramble drill by Gus Wilbur, staying with his quarterback. Barrett went and extended that play with his legs out to the right side. And was able to get Gus Wilbur back as they get the ball complete inside the 35-yard line. This handoff's going to go off to Dunlap off the right side. Oh, we got a flag on the field here. Another flag coming in. We'll see what this play looks like. It's going to be called. It's in the area of holding. Dunlap was able to pick up the first down yardage as he rumbled inside the 30 down to the 28-yard line. It is going to be holding on Mountain Home. It's going to be from the spot of the foul. So they're going to push it back 10 yards. That's going to push us back almost to the original line of scrimmage, back maybe a yard behind it. Going to bring up second down and 11 at the 40-yard line. Once again, hit us up on the Hopper Termite Pest Control. Text line 870-321-6839.
You can also hit us up in the YouTube chat if you're watching on YouTube. You guys remember Evan Vandola?
I do remember Evan Vandola. Went to ASU and played.
Yeah, so it's at Chenoweth Reminds Them.
Vandola. Barrett's going to keep the ball around the right side. He's going to run into his offensive lineman, like Caleb Perdue down there doing work. Barrett goes off the right side as he gets all the yardage back that we lost. Gets inside the 25, down to the 24-yard line. First down, Mountain Home, looking to try to score here. Snap to Miller. Miller's going to hand it up, fake the handoff to Dunlap inside. Bear's going to keep it around the left side. He's going to be tackled after he picks up about 3 yards.
How many times are they going to keep ripping his helmet off and let him do that? I mean,
no kidding.
You either got to call a face mask or quit making him leave the field. It's ridiculous.
He's going to pick up 2 yards. He's going to bring up second down and 8 as he gets the ball out to the 23-yard line. Gage Wilson in because Barrett had to come out. How crazy would it be if you see Gage throw one right here?
Boy,
he threw a touchdown pass.
Rip it.
He had a chance with Palmer last time.
Say, let it fly.
Wilson's going to look to the sideline as he throws a hard count. Chenoweth in back at running back. It has Cudworth and Palmer to his right. It's like Bryce Kincaid up on his left side up there on the short side of the field. And Mount Home is going to call a timeout. Play clock like I was going to be running down. Mount Home's going to call a timeout. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7. Mount Home leading 20-7.
College dreams come true at the University of Central Arkansas, especially now with the UCA commitment. This new program provides a debt-free pathway for tuition and fees for Arkansas students whose families earn $100,000 or less a year. And that impacts everything. It's fewer barriers and endless opportunities. Welcome to Bear Country. Learn more about the UCA commitment at uca.edu.
All right, 20-7 left here in the second quarter. We're trying to check next to us over here and see if we can get some time. So maybe we can have some. The time is having to be kept on the field right now because our clock has stopped operating. Mount Home leads 27. We are bringing up second down and 8 at the 23-yard line when we come back from this timeout. Guys, what are you seeing so far other than us looking sweet in our overalls?
I got some things for you. Miller's getting 10 yards a touch. Your running backs as a whole, they're getting over almost 8 yards a touch.
Oh, my God.
241 yards thus far. I'm assuming it's sometime in the second quarter.
So Wilson does have to stay in. Barrett does not get to come back in after timeout. He's going to turn around and hand off to Chenoweth. Chenoweth's going to go stay patient around that left side as he puts his back in. He's going to get almost out to the – they're going to say he does get the 20-yard line, a 3-yard gain there.
But nice to see that three-headed monster tonight. You got Miller, Chenoweth, Dunlap's getting some touches. I mean,
yeah.
A lot of different people are able to carry the rock for the Mountain Home Bombers this season.
This quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. You can bank 7 to 7 Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. Go by and see Farmers and Merchants Bank today.
Barrett takes a snap, rolls out to the right side, cuts it back inside, gets brought down just short of the sticks. Is he going to be about 2 yards short? Coming up fourth down and we'll call it a long 2, maybe 3. Mount Home keeping their offense on the field and getting on the ball quick. Looking to the sideline here, trying to draw them off sides. Didn't work. Going to look to the sideline. Coach Athlin looks at Arian and says, what are we doing? Are we going for it? We know we got 15 seconds to decide.
It's a big decision. Bigger decision than what I'm going to do at halftime, trying to go to the bathroom in these overalls.
We are going to snap. It's going to be a fake handoff. Miller's going to keep it around the left side, but it is going to be brought back on holding. He gets around. There's three flags right here. There's three flags all in the area. Miller did get in for the touchdown, but there's a reason that he got around that left side so clean, guys. It's because there was a big holding. Like Caleb Perdue, maybe who they're going to get out there, is going to push Mountain Home back after the holding penalty. Be back to the 26-yard line. Now what do you do if you're Mountain Home? That's a 43-yarder. That is within the range of Ballard.
I think you let him kick.
I think you do too.
He needs work.
Yeah. Take the points,
sir.
Yeah. He did. He made a 41-yarder last week. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep our offense on the field, though. We're not going to kick this ball at the 27-yard line. It'll be a 44-yarder. I don't know if they feel it's out of his range a little bit, but Barrett's going to take the snap, fake the handoff, and he's passing.
Oh, my.
He's going to throw it back to Chenoweth on the left side, and he's got room. He makes a man miss at the 10. 5. Touchdown, Bombers, but our flags have made their appearance known again as they are going to get Mountain Home for holding out at the 10-yard line, which is going to negate another touchdown score.
Are you kidding me?
So, typically, guys, we average around 6 penalties a game. We're toting 8 right now through the first half.
Coach Arias is not going to be happy with that stat.
No.
But here's what I don't understand. Why are they pushing the ball back all the way back to the original line of scrimmage?
Isn't that a spot foul?
Yeah, it is, and they got it right. The ball's going to be placed at the 21-yard line. You're going to get fourth down and seven. Now do you kick it?
Not after that play. I think you go again. We just need to quit holding.
That was a beautifully drawn play.
It was an awesome play. Excellent drawn play. Looked like Yarbrough got out front, tried to make a – he didn't really need it. He was already past the first down. Chenoweth was going to make that man miss, and I don't even know if it was a holding. I'd like to see that on replay. It looked like he kind of got down there and maybe landed on top of the kid. Mountain Home's going to call a timeout, though. They're going to sit here and take some time and think about this decision here. 20-7 left here in the second quarter. I'd love to give you time, but our clock is broken. We will work on trying to get some time. Mountain Home leading, though, 20-7 here. We're going to keep it here as this timeout is Mountain Home trying to decide, do we want to kick this ball or do we want to go for it? What do you do?
You got to go for it. I mean, guys, that hole was so big. The three of us could have locked arms and skipped through it. I mean, it was ginormous. There ain't no way you don't go back to that.
So, Mountain Home's offense down here talking about Van Buren, talking about, and, you know, this is a game that's shy of one play. Our defense is pretty much dominated. How many yards total? You don't keep up with that, do we, on that?
For us, how many
yards? No, for Van Buren.
I mean, they had a nice little 60-yard scamper, but other than that, I wouldn't say they've got another 30 yards. I know we've kept them under 100 through the first half.
Lake Hamilton is beating Shiloh 21-14 at the half.
Big update there.
So let's talk about that. If that holds true, we will be playing Greenwood for first place next week. If we beat Greenwood, no matter if we beat them by one, we could get the one seed.
Numero uno. That changes things, folks. If that holds on, that has a different feel.
Barrett's going to take the snap. We're going to look to pass. We got Chenoweth coming out of the backfield. He's got room. 20, 10. Get drug out of bounds inside the 10-yard line down to the 7. Guys, what creative play calling by Coach Ackland right there. Let's get one the ball, but let's do it coming out of the backfield here. What a great play call.
It was. There's nobody to follow him out right there. And what a great player. Like you said, he dialed it up perfectly.
First and goal, Mountain Home at the 7-yard line as Barrett takes the snap. Hands it off to Chenoweth. He's going to stay around the left side. He's going to meet some tacklers, but drag them all the way down to the 1-yard line. We got a lid off as we were down there. They stopped the play so he can come out as a Van Buren player whose helmet came off.
Cold weather must be affecting those chin straps. All the helmets flying off tonight.
And their Folgers. Something's going on with their Folgers underneath there. They're not able to keep their helmet on.
Hater. Touchdown, Arkansas.
Oh, you have to go back to last year.
It's all I got.
You have to go back to last year.
I have to dig deep.
My first touchdown play, I called Touchdown, Arkansas. I didn't say Folgers made your hair good.
You guys haven't heard that? I guess it makes the hair grow.
I don't have hair.
Maybe not your hair.
I don't have hair.
I'm sure if the hair like that on it, you got to imagine that, you know, he's got stacked chest hair too.
I'm sure he's a big coffee drinker.
So the clock is broke here as Mountain Home has a second to go at the 1-yard line. We don't know the time. Handoff is going to be to Chenoweth. He's going to scamper in. 2-yard touchdown, Bomber. Jacob Chenoweth with the 2-yard run. After Mountain Home took that, we started that drive at the 12-yard line, correct, guys? 12-yard line as we fair caught that ball, took that ball 88 yards. Right before the half, we get the ball to start the second half, too. Mountain Home 26-7. As the snap is going to be back on this extra point, the kick is up, and the kick is going to be good. Mountain Home leads 27-7, 20-point lead here in this first half. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
We try to string that out, but Mountain Home says, no, thank you. Van Buren's going to start this drive at, the, it looks like, the 27-yard line.
And go back to that decision there on fourth down in that last series. How glad are you you went for it there and yep. picked it up. I mean, it's a difference in three and where we're sitting right now.
Mountain Home in a major prevent defense here. We got five defensive backs at the 40-yard line, only three linemen. Going to be back to pass. It's going to set up a screen to Cooley on the outside. And what a great play. Blake Vacco smothered and covered. And Barrett Miller, Vacco comes in from his linebacker position, sees that wide receiver screen. And it is just amazing as he comes out and makes the tackle for a, after a four-yard gain. And Buren back to pass. He's look. He's got time. Vacco's coming in and makes the quarterback throw it away. Vacco saw him. He saw the quarterback rushing out.
Vacco was came in. His chops.
There he was.
I think I heard him scream as he launched it.
Williford saw him coming, was able to throw the ball. It's going to be third down and six right here. Mountain Home trying to get off the field. I wish we knew how much time was on the clock because, guys, we might be able to get the ball back and go score again.
We have no clue.
No. Clock is broken. That's why it says zero on our clock. Mountain Home leading 27-2 in the second quarter, brought to you by Farmers and Merchant Bank. Wilford's going to take the snap. He's looking to pass. Boom! Keller gets met early as he catches the ball. Gus Wilbur comes out, meets Keller, but Keller falls forward right at the sticks for the first down. Big first down for Van Buren as they get it at the 40-yard line, and they're going to call a quick timeout. There's Aaron Martin in. Van Buren going to take a timeout. We're going to take it with them on the radio. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Do you have time to go see if we can get a clock once you get us back live here?
Even the fans are looking up saying, what time? How much time? They think yep. we know. We have no clue how much time it's on. We have no. We're the double zeros. We're in the same boat you are watching.
That's Dunlap's mom. We need to put her out there on defense after what she did to the dog. No on kidding, the tackling man.
She brought it. She brought it.
So Wilford's going to take the snap. He's looking to pass. Mountain Home brings the pressure. Blake Vacco comes in with the sack, smothered and covered, as it is going to be a huge loss for Van Buren. And it's sacked back inside the 35, all the way back to the 32-yard line. Looks like we're going to mark this ball. Oh, and, boys, that's the end of the half.
That is
the end of the half. Mountain Home leads 27-7 at halftime. What a great performance by these Bombers. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watch it on Bomber Sports Network.
Get ready. The Salvation Army bells will be ringing soon. The sound of the red kettle means the holiday season is here, and it's your chance to spread cheer and support to local families in need. Every donation dropped into a red kettle helps provide food, shelter, and hope for those facing hard times. So when you hear that familiar ring, know it's more than a bell. It's a symbol of kindness and compassion. The bells are coming soon. Let's ring in the season with giving.